Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm here, buddy. Hello.
Yep. We're good. We're on.
Okay. What's playing?
You. We just finished the opening music.
Oh, I'm on?
Yep. I'm sorry. Did you miss the
opening music? Oh, that's all right. I didn't have the headphones on. Hi, everybody. Hey, it's Alan Ellis here. Yeah. I was deep involved in a text discussing stuff. Whew, it's been a long week, so that's indicative of it. Let's see what happened this week. All right, Tuesday, I believe we went to Pennsylvania, Lancaster County, and had a great meeting with the folks at the Apple Cracker folks. It's Welsh Mountain, formerly Stolzfus Mineral Supply, and had a good time with some fellows up there. We talked about hunting a lot. We talked about business, and everything's cool. I brought home another bucket of their great, great mineral that I've been using. It's called Rack RX 365. Deer are really hitting it. Does like it. Fawns like it. Bucks like it. So we just need to get some more out there. The rain, I think, probably affected what was put out on the mineral site before. So. That was that. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I worked. And when I say I worked, I was in Pennsylvania, I was in Delaware, and just following up on some seeds I planted of starting to grow, let's put it that way, with the business. So we're growing the magazine in Maryland and Delaware and even into Pennsylvania. So we're just having a good time doing that, but it's a lot of road miles, a lot of windshield time, and, you know, yesterday morning I had a lot of work here to do, getting prepared for the upcoming fall issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and spent virtually all day on the computer yesterday, which is more exhausting to me than being on the road, so that was a tough day yesterday, but I got up like 3:30 yesterday morning. You think a guy that gets up at 4:30 on Saturday would be okay getting up early every morning? I don't. I usually get up about 6:30, but that's okay. Don't feel sorry for me. This is all self-inflicted. So, but I do it all to bring you the best we can, bring you the best information, and reveal the most productive people for resources, the best advertisers we can find. So, it's all good. I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, you know, I could go out there and I could hit every liquor store and every beer distributor and that type of thing because, you know, that's an aspect of the outdoors, you know, after the hunt. And major sponsors for events are oftentimes beer companies and things like that, and, you know, beer and crabs and all that. But I've never been a fan of it. And so the low-hanging fruit with the alcohol stuff, I don't pick it. And there's a reason. I don't want anybody to be given the idea that it's okay to drink and hunt. It's okay to drink and go boating or fishing. And look, there's beer on all the boats in the bay, just about. People are cracking back a brew and that type of thing. And I've seen it all my life. I don't like it. Sorry. I think it's unsafe. I think, you know, if you're on the boat, the waves, the wind, the sun amplifies the drinking, and you sure don't need any mental fog when you have a gun in your hand. So just a little philosophy on why we don't have any, you know, beer sponsors, liquor stores, and that type of thing. So On the good side, on another good part of the thing that happened this week is the scopes arrived from Hawk Optics, the muzzleloader scopes. And the muzzleloaders have been here, so we are ready to go for our promotion in September. We have the muzzleloaders, we have the scopes, and we'll be giving away a free muzzleloader in September, October, and November. Now, we're not going to sign up for that yet, but don't put anybody in the drawing, but it is what it is. So, yeah, indeed. Finish this. How's everybody doing? We're giving fishing tackle away at the end of this month. A nice bass fishing package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. So if you'd like to get in on the drawing today, all you got to do is call in. Give us a call here at 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. Leave your full name spelled correctly and your accurate and accessible phone number to our producer's call screener, Aaron, who's a friendly guy. And he will be more than glad to put you in the drawing. We had a little technical difficulty this morning, didn't we, Aaron?
Yes, we did, but we worked through it.
Worked through it. Your expertise pressed all the right buttons and moved all the switches. What are they called? Pods? Yeah, I guess. So we got it all done. So it's good. And here we are on the air. And, of course, I show up half a beat late, but that's okay. So, we did solidify another measuring event for Western Maryland. July 25th, we will be at Mountain Maryland Firearms Training in Frostburg. Chuck Wilcox will be going up there to measure some deer that we're getting inquiries about from Western Maryland. The National Deer Association event, which has always been productive for us, does not exist this year. The chapter folded, so we are looking forward for new venues all across the state to get these deer measured up before the deadline of August 31st. So that brings me to this mention of the Sportsman Expo sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers. That's July 31st and August 1st at the Washington County Agriculture Center at the on Sharpsburg Pike, 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. You can learn about fur trapping and how to call waterfowl, turkeys, or predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all free. Yep, it's all free. It's all there. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. And features of day one include a kid's corner, expert trapping demos, ride along with set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. So crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday, you ride along at 7:30 to check the trap line that you set the day before, predator calling demonstrations, duck, goose, and turkey calling techniques, live and silent auctions, a chicken dinner auction, raffles and games, bucks, bears, stags, we'll measure, white-tailed deer, black bears, and sika deer from 10 till 3. So we'll see you Friday, July 31st and August 1st at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers. Any callers on the line, Aaron?
Not yet. Waiting on the first one.
Okay, good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. So, well, while we're waiting, you know, I hope everyone enjoyed the 4th. It was hot. And I lost air conditioning in the house. Hasn't been back. So we're operating with some fans out there, spending more time in the air-conditioned great room here in the back of the house, which has a wall unit and is working just fine. And you hear the dogs in the background, and that's where they stay, too. So I may as well talk about, some other folks here while we're waiting. There's a text right there. Let's see. Thank you, John. So, the air temperature has been awful for fishing. And as we previously discussed, that is a tough time for fish, especially if you want to take them out of the water and, you know, measure them and that type of thing. That all leads... It's a very detrimental thing to do. You just got to be careful in the way you handle those fish in this kind of hot weather. Of course, the striped bass season is closed all of August. So I do have a fishing trip scheduled here out of, I believe, Oxford. I'm not sure if I'm mistaken. On July 24th, my son-in-law has a relative who has a charter boat, and he was gracious enough to send his wife and two kids and me on a fishing trip for us to all kind of fish together this year, which is fine because my daughter-in-law doesn't get to do much of the outdoor stuff. She's busy with the kids and activities and work full time and all that stuff. So we're going to take a day and go, and I'm looking very much forward to it. So rain or shine. Speaking of rain, crops are coming along like gangbusters here on the shore. I mean, knee high by the 4th of July. Knee high but to the giant in Jack and the Beanstalk, I guess. Man, I'll tell you what, corn is through the roof. Already in tassel a lot of places, a lot of sweet corn, that type of thing. So we're glad to see that. Hey, you know what? It's hot. It's summer. But you've put it off long enough. Summer's here. It's time to dress up that backyard for fun and great times with your family and friends. You know, time to eat some crabs and family reunions and celebrations and birthdays and things like that. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful, all colors of poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture are there, including tables and chairs, a lot of tables and chairs, and a lot of Adirondack chairs. I saw one in red, white, and blue up there the other day. Absolutely. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island in Backyard Billy's backyard. That's for sure. Gym sets, tiki bars, storage sheds, greenhouses. Yep. Gazebos, pergolas, chicken coops, dog kennels. It's all there. Anything you need for outside. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside Backyard Billy's ginormous showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. And when you check out the barbecue grills, right behind that are the pellet stoves, wood stoves, and fireplace inserts, that's for sure. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits, too, if you like to do that outdoor stuff. You know, do a little bonfire, invite the people over at night. Yeah, they've got that, too. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. That's 827-4500. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. It's heat you want. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first-name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, blue-eyed crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
There you go. On my weapons of mass destruction, that's right. The funny thing about that is that, you know, it's all catch and release. There's no destruction. There really isn't. So, Well, I sure like to talk to somebody because I've been talking all week. It has been a busy, busy week. Very busy week. So, but very productive. You know, extremely productive. We're calling them. But here's what happens. I'll go to a show, or I'll be on the road and I'll call on people and I'll give them my, you know, my rates for the magazine. I'll follow up with an email after the visit, say, nice talking to you. Thank you very much. And most of the time there's no response, no reply. So then I stop by with another visit and then they're on vacation. So, you know, when you're 2.5 hours from home and you planned on meeting with somebody, you didn't call ahead because that's the way I've worked all my life. So, that's fine. So you follow up with another email and then phone call and then eventually, you know, you get rejected. So, but that's my life. So of every 10 businesses I call on, I may be able to convince one or two to advertise with me in the magazine. And that's a good deal. So sometimes they like it so much, they'll say, what's the discount? And I'll say, well, here it is for, you know, all four issues. And they'll go, okay, I want all four issues and I want to pay you up front. Well, that's nice. That's really great. I appreciate that. And when that happens, that's my own pat on my own back because we do have a good product. We have a very good product with the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. If you've never seen it, go online or pick a copy up at your local outdoor shop. We have 100 places we distribute it. But you go online and visit MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com or MD Maryland loves crabs. MD loves crabs. Those are our two publications. Of course, you're listening to the radio show, and that's available on podcast too. It's I don't know how many years we go back on the radio show on my website, but Aaron sends the show every week up to one of my former producers, Brian Tilton, sends it to Florida. And Aaron, Brian puts it puts podcast on the air or on my website, so it's worked out really well, really has. So I'm very happy and proud of the business that we're able to do and present to our present to our readers and listeners. So I did have a nice lunch in Lancaster the other day with one of my writers, Jim Amrine. Jim has written, 1994, he wrote a story called Six Seasons of the Archer. Broke down, you know, whitetail behavior, where to look, where to hunt, based on their behavior and the availability of food throughout the year. And he has expanded that now. We published it a few years ago. Always well received. We published it a few years ago. And he tweaked it a little bit. He said, now I'm redoing the whole thing, and we have 8 seasons of the bow hunter now. And I'm like, good, let's put it, let's run it. So we're going to do that. People send me random articles. People send me random stories about the deer they've taken. And I've asked people to write stories and, you know, that type of thing. And so, you know, sometimes something just comes right over the transom that you don't even expect. You know, hey, I saw you online. I want to advertise with you. Great. Glad to hear it. One fella sent us a picture, basically a drawing of something that he wanted in his ad, and we put it into AI, and it turned out absolutely phenomenal. I just subscribed yesterday to one of the AI providers, and my designer is using it now a lot. And it's creating shortcuts for her and better results for us. The other thing is we're switching printers again. We switched printer. I'm sorry I'm talking all shop here. I'm talking all about Alan and his business, but I'd much rather be talking about it to you. So I'm just kind of giving you a behind-the-scenes look here. So where was I? Even some of our advertisers are producing ads in AI and sending them to us, which is great, which is absolutely great. So, I lost my train of thought. I apologize. Let's get a call in here and get me off of me, please. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's get in the fish and tackle contest before... Oh, good. Thanks for rescuing me, Chris. Appreciate it.
Hey, Alan, good morning.
Hey, Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. How you making out?
Busy, man. Busy this week. But that's okay. It's what I do. It's nice
to
be busy.
Good. You know, idle hands, as they say.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep, there's always plenty to do, for sure.
Yes, I've been rather busy myself, so not your kind of busy, just working around a cabin.
Yeah, sure.
So, my hen Muscovy hatched out 5 ducklings.
Nice. Very nice.
So I got 5 little ducklings roaming around with her and the drake, and had quite a battle with black snakes. Caught 4 of them.
Really?
Yeah, my nephew was down. He was helping me with a project I was working on, I guess about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the living room working on this project. And he comes in. Hey, there's a snake in the chicken house. So I go out there and, gosh, it was a 6-foot long black snake. So I grabbed it.
They're impressive. They're impressive.
Yeah, they are.
They're very impressive.
Then I went back to Maryland to go to my daughter's wedding, and he caught another one.
Wow.
And then when I got back here, we caught another one when my daughter and her husband came down for the weekend of July 4th. I caught one then, And then Sunday morning, the Sunday they were getting ready to leave, I walked out and my truck was backed up right close to the hen house.
Yeah.
And I walked out to my truck and there's a black snake right underneath the truck. Now this was a smaller one.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been, I don't think it would have been able to eat an egg if it had
right.
gotten in there, but I lost a couple due to the black snakes.
A couple eggs, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, sadly.
That is sad, but, you know, they got to eat too. And they're opportunistic, so they're going to do what they
do. This is true.
They're going to be snakes.
This is true. I didn't kill them. I just took them up the mountain or down the mountain and let them go. Because I do like black snakes.
Oh yeah, they're very nice to have around the house. There's, you know, they take care of the mice and the stuff that gives us frustrational days. You know, we just I like snakes around. We don't have much here. We have garter snakes here. The only thing I don't like about them is that the dogs will corner one, you know, and then they go crazy, and then I got to go out and wade in the middle of that and take care of the snake, but. I don't know what West Virginia does, but in Maryland, do you know you are not allowed to kill any snake?
I don't know. I know that West Virginia, it's against law to kill rattlesnakes.
Yeah, but you can't kill a copperhead. You can't kill a copperhead. You can't kill a black snake. Nothing here in Maryland.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to kill any snakes. So. You're not even allowed to gig a frog in Maryland. You know what I mean by that?
Really? Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, it's a little three-prong pitchfork, mm-hmm. little small one that, you know, you can use to pick up frogs. You know, stick a frog and put them in the butt. Nope, not allowed to gig them. Not allowed to use anything that penetrates the skin. So you can't even you can't even bait a bullfrog on your fishing rod. With a worm. You have to net them or catch them by hand.
Well, what do you do with them then?
Well, if you want to harvest them to eat, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you want to harvest
them. You can kill them.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Not really. Snakeheads, you are allowed to use, of course, archery tackle. You're allowed to use, a bow and arrow, but you're not allowed to use a gig that has over three prongs. So these guys in Southern Maryland are building these five-pronged gigs that are a foot wide, and they have five fishing tips on them, you know, bow fishing tips on them, or three fishing tips on them,
yeah.
or two points. And they're totally illegal. You can sell them, but you can't use them.
It's funny. It's sad. It's terribly sad. The state of the government.
Oh, I know.
Everywhere. I mean, that's
of course.
That's everywhere. Every state.
Yep. Yep, that's true.
But on a happier note, I don't know about up your way, but the deer have been moving like crazy down here.
You know, that's good. They've been moving. I'm seeing them out in the fields a lot. I'm not seeing them on camera. That's the thing. So that tells me that I got to renew my mineral lick here. I do it about every 10 days or so, and I think the rain pretty much diluted the place, but I mean they're still coming in. They're still feeding nearby. I got a doe, Chris. It's unbelievable. I mean, she looks like a cow elk. She is just she's got a blockhead that looks like a mule. I mean, she is just immense, big blocky stocky body. I don't think she had any fawns, and that doe, I'm guessing just by comparing her pictures to everybody else on camera, I'm guessing she probably goes 150, 160, if not more.
Holy cow.
Oh, she's big.
That is a big doe.
She's big. Yeah. So, and then we got another
youngins with her?
No, that's the thing. She doesn't. We have another younger doe that has two fawns that is a regular. And, you know, they're in the wintertime, I see a bunch of them on camera, five, six at a time, you know. Got a 6x4 buck, on the property. He's got a little hook in front of his brow tine that's got a branch on it, kind of a drop down. I call him Dr. Hook or Captain Hook, whatever. He's got a hook, so I call him something Hook. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting. So, and I just, there's no food. I don't feed them this time of year. And I only put the mineral out to help them and to see what's there, you know, see what's there for the upcoming season. So,
sure.
It's been interesting.
Mm. Good.
Thank you for indulging.
How about turkeys? I haven't been getting many turkeys.
Had a turkey yesterday. That's another thing. I talked to a fellow who's the Upper Bay Chapter president, wrote an article. His son killed his first turkey this year, sitting in his dad's lap, which is pretty cool. And I think he was 7, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, he and I were talking, and he said he's gotten reports of over 130 different turkeys and poults in Cecil County reported. In Cecil County.
Wow.
So it's been, in Cecil at least, it's been a very successful nesting area. And in conversation with Bob Long, who was our guest here a few weeks ago, Bob said that's the best survey he's heard of in a long time, probably 10 years. So maybe the weather, maybe the guys should concentrate on the predators. Maybe it's all paying off, you know?
Yeah, I was concerned because, you know, early spring, we had that kind of cold snap and all that rain. I was worried about turkey poults, but I guess they made it through.
Yeah, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen any on my cameras.
Well,
I've had
five
some turkeys,
black
but no poults. Now, my nephew saw some down in the field across from my driveway, and my neighbor saw a hen with, he said, like 15.
Wow. Poults. Wow, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
So, cool. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Anyway, well, any plans for the rest of your weekend?
Let's see. Yeah, work. Yep, we got a magazine to get out here. We got a new printer, and so as what happens when you do that, my printer that we had for a few years in Dover gave me 30 days notice to shut down, and they said, "Oh, well, we can print your spring issue if you want to just pay up front for it." Well, February, the cash is not exactly flush, so. We found another printer that would work with us, and unfortunately, we didn't have a good quality relationship with those folks. So we're moving on. We are headed to another printer who has much more updated stuff, but once again, pay up front for the first issue. So, okay.
Yeah.
So that's fine. It's a lot of work, and I've been working everywhere. I've been all over the place. I don't know if you heard me say that. This is not a Pity Allen show. It's just a reality. I get in the truck, and I head out, you know, and I say, well, let's see. I got to go see a guy in Frederick County. Let me go explore Frederick and Washington County and maybe bump across the line into Pennsylvania a little bit. So I called on three gun shops in one town in Pennsylvania. And, you know, and that used to be my sales area when I was with Fishfinder before I moved to Maryland. So, it was kind of a renewing some old acquaintances and that type of thing and meeting some new people. And it's turning out good. So I'm happy with everything that's going on. It's just, when you have, you know, 18, 20 new ads and you got to get them done and get them back and get the proof approved and that type of thing, it's just a lot of work. So that's how it works, but
yeah,
that's what I do. That's my life. So it's exhausting, but it's okay. So,
well, keeps you busy, keeps you young, I'm sure.
Keeps me busy, keeps my mind moving in the right direction, and you know, well, we'll just say that it keeps my mind busy and keeps me going. How about that? So,
Not sitting around,
yep, being melancholy and morose and all that stuff.
So, yeah.
Yep, you got it.
I've heard people complain, oh gosh, I can't do what I used to do, and I can't do what I used to do, but I'm thankful for what I can do.
Exactly. And,
as long as you keep moving forward, that's all that matters.
Exactly right. You got it, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, I appreciate the call, man.
Thank you, friend. See you.
You have a great day.
My buddy Teddy, and enjoy your weekend. Stay safe out there, Alan. God bless.
Thank you, man. God bless you too, Chris. I appreciate it. Take care.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, you know Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Road. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as to all the top brand, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. I mean it, any make, any model. From the little tiny British cars all the way up to, all the way up to tractor trailers and dump trucks and things like that. And the financing that they offer through Bridgestone Firestone is just absolutely fantastic. You can, get a $1,000 set of tires and pay for them over time, and that takes a load off, that's for sure. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors. If you have any kind of trailer or ATV, Spurry's has a tire. You got a boat trailer? Well, make sure you, if you're just putting a boat on now after 5 years, why don't you haul the trailer in first and get your tires checked and replaced, because the last thing you need is a blown tire when you're hauling that boat to the boat ramp at 5 in the morning. That's for sure. So get everything checked out. They'll take care of it for you. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. And it does every now and then. Spurry's Farm Service team, their 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. And by the way, if you see Mike Spurry in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the radio. I saw Mike the other day. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrystire.com. The number is 410-822-7384. 84 for Spurry's Tire Service. Now, the Trappers, they're having their event coming up here July 31st and August 1st. We told you about it earlier, but it's the Sportsman Expo. Nice little show, and free admission. That's the cool thing. So it starts July 31st. It opens on Friday. The grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. And on day one, Friday, they've got a kids' corner and expert trapping demos. You can ride along and set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., then there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale at MarylandFurTrappers.org. Now, the location is the Washington County Agriculture Center. It's in Boonesboro. 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. You can learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl, turkeys, or predators. You can set a trap line or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all right there. At Saturday, you ride along to check in the trap line, then predator calling demonstrations, duck, goose, and turkey calling techniques, a live and silent auction, chicken dinner auction, raffles and games, and Bucks, Bears, Stags, Chuck Wilcox, and I will be there to measure and score your Maryland trophies. White-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears from 10 till 3. So bring them out. See you Friday, July 31st and August 1st at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery.
When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Ah, must be coming down to the end of the hour. Let's talk to Clay. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
I love when I'm introduced with the trumpets. I feel so special.
Well, you should, because you know it's like Space Odyssey introducing Elvis. You know.
Here you go. I didn't realize it was illegal to kill any snake.
Any.
In Maryland. I knew the rattler at Western Maryland was, but I didn't know every snake was.
Every snake, yep. Yep.
Wow. Huh.
Yep.
I mean, down on the farm, we like having the snakes around, except around the chicken coop.
Exactly.
excuse me. Funny story, I was going up in the Herloff one summer day a few years ago, and you know how on those straight flat blacktop roads,
oh yeah,
sometimes you'll see a mirage looks like the road is wet.
I do.
Well, I saw one of them coming up. I didn't think anything of it. And it wasn't until I was right on top of it that I realized it was about a big 6 foot long black snake stretched across the road, I guess, sunning himself. And I couldn't avoid him. I ran over him.
Yep. That
so
happened.
I felt bad, but I looked up in the mirror of the truck and the snake was kind of standing up and like he was looking at me, and I thought, is that like the snake equivalent of giving me the finger?
Probably, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. What else are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly. Or taking down my tag number or something.
Of course, yeah. Oh, man, that's great.
Anyway, but yeah, I never knew that any snake was illegal. I thought just, what is a rattler out in Western Maryland? Timber rattler?
Timber rattler. Yeah. When I lived in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, I actually saw one on a railroad track at a crossing one time. big, beautiful, giant black timber, black faced timber rattler. There's yellow face and black face. This thing was absolutely gorgeous. And of course, you know, I was in the car and I'm looking at him and he's looking at me and we both said, "Have a good day, brother." You know, it was really cool.
See ya.
Yeah, please. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm on my way up to up to Carlisle, Pennsylvania now for the Chrysler swap meet and flea market.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Yes, indeed.
All right. Well,
hey, Clay.
Have a good week. Yeah.
Two cowboys were riding along in the desert, and they were hungry. And they looked up ahead, and there's a tree hanging with bacon. And they said, "We're saved! A bacon tree!" They ran over, they got off their horses, they started to grab the bacon, and they got shot. It wasn't a bacon tree. It was a ham bush.
Oh, Lord. Don't you ever say anything about my bad jokes again.
I'll see you, buddy. Take care, man. Bye. All right. Who we got online, Aaron? I know there's somebody else there.
Joe in Parkville.
Ah, hey, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, how are you, Alan?
I'm good, Joe. What's
that joke?
That was a good one, wasn't it?
But, yeah, I was going to say, but I was going to tell you about the three golf clubs that walked into a bar.
Oh, no.
Putter ordered a whiskey, and the sand wedge ordered a beer, and the bartender turned to the third golf club and said, "How about you?" And he says, "No, I'm the driver." But I was in a bar the other day, and people do the darndest things in bars, and this guy got his nose pierced right in a bar.
Oh.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been playing darts with his drunk buddies.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure. Man, I hate when that happens. So, we were having lunch the other day. We had a little young lady come up very nice young person. Anything I can get you, gentlemen? Let me know if you need anything, one of these deals. With these look like hand drawn tattoos going up her arm, very pretty, you know, and real crude tattoos on her arm, and this nose ring that went all the way through her septum and hung out on both sides, open at the end. And I'm like, young lady, you know, it's so off putting because, you know, it's a restaurant and you're sitting there eating your food and you look at that and it's like, I don't care what you do in your personal life, but when you're waiting on people, you really ought to take that thing out. In my mind. You know what I mean?
Right.
The standards for people who are working are so, I guess, businesses are desperate to get people, you know?
It's really something, and they get offended if you're not happy with it, and I don't mind a little bluebird here or a little butterfly there, but when across the knuckles of a pretty girl it says kill, I just kind of
yeah, I get it.
you gotta roll with it and always remember that laughter is the best medicine, but just don't tell jokes to people that have got broken ribs, you know.
Good. Mark just sent me a joke.
Okay.
Why do ducks have tail feathers?
I don't know.
To cover their butt quacks.
Now I've got two extra good ones. But one thing you can do is that you could spread. I've been developing a shorthand. You know, they've got all these text message shorthands, right?
Right.
So it is done in capital letters, but it starts with an L, an apostrophe, and a small S.
I got it.
And then it's T B M.
Okay.
Laughter's the best medicine.
That's true. Laughter is the
best. And you have to explain it to people the first time or two, and you know.
Yep.
But that's that's the best way to get through with people.
Exactly. All right, buddy. Got to go.
All right.
Thanks, Joe. See ya. Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Okay, so it's been in the 90s. Why not? But you know what? It is the best time for you to stop by Hearth America at Backyard Village and talk to them about your future heating needs, whether that would be a gas or a pellet or a wood or an electric fireplace insert. Now, gas is by far the coolest because it's got the remote control. You set the temperature. I'm relating this to me because that's what I have the experience with. An Enviro EX 35 gas fireplace insert. Sit here, and if it's the room cools off to 65 degrees, I can set the temperature for 70, and the flames pop up, and when the room gets to 70, the unit shuts off. It's very cool. So, but that's what I like about it, the remote control. But they have a giant selection, and a lot of them are on sale right now. Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. And while you're there, if you're more in the market for a freestanding wood or pellet stove, the selection is outstanding, from modern to hardware store, you know, the old Potbelly stove style. It's all there. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Where is this place? Well, it's right off of Route 50. It's right along Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Drummer Drive is the location for Backyard Billy's, but, you know, they carry all the brands, all the models, and you will enjoy, once you make that move, you will enjoy not having to depend on electric heat, you know, and that bill all winter long. So why not check it out? That's for sure. They are the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook, 410-827-4500. If you want to call, make an appointment, you can do that, or you can just walk in. The people are friendly. The prices are right. They're knowledgeable. They know what they're doing, and they know what, and they know how to treat you. That's for sure. 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, right off 50, coming from the bridge. Or you can just go up, you know, Route 8 through Graysonville and get there. So if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Is that 18 or 8? I can't remember. Whatever the main route is there through Graysonville. And while you're there, stop by, you know, Hunter's Crabs and Seafood. You're right there, right around the corner. Backyard Billy's, 827-4500. We'll be right back.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen feelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Actually, back to the close of the first hour. That went fast. How about that? All right. Listen, folks, get out, stay safe. I don't know if you're going fishing today. I do want to talk about white perch and the maggot the next hour, so remind me of that, Aaron, that's for sure. Somebody sent me an email about that. Anyway, remember, faith, freedom, friends, family, not in that order. Love all of those things. Embrace all of those things. Love the Lord. Love your family. Enjoy your freedom, that's for sure. And hold your friends close, that's for sure. Okay, folks, we'll be back. Time you can go to the bathroom now and, you know, get another cup of coffee. See you here on the other side of the news.